It's been a real shock, to be fair. We're all absolutely gutted. Chris was a big personality in Ukraine, and one of the first people I met when I came in 2018, who educated me in not just mine awareness, but also really my love affair with Ukraine and the culture and what it was all about. And it's a deep loss for us all here, to be fair.
Chris was well known here on the Isle of Man. You got to see a side of him over there in Ukraine that many people won't have got to firsthand. What was he like out there, not just as a friend, but as a colleague?
He's a very lovable type of guy, very serious in his work, very professional and dedicated to Ukraine. It's obvious when you first meet him. He was dedicated so much of his life to clearing minds and mind awareness. It really is what he was all about. He met his partner here. They've had a child. So it's not just, it's the community here that's really shocked by it. He does one of the most dangerous jobs in the world you can do out here. It's an immense shock for us all here in Ukraine. That just shows on social media. You can see the following and the outpouring and what he meant to people here.
You mentioned there, and it'll be clear to anyone how serious he was in his work. What was his mentality like there in the field?
Well, he was a strict professional. I mean, we run a humanitarian aid group, so I mean, we do mind awareness for children through to clearing minds and assisting. Really, the Prevail really assists in two areas: mind awareness and humanitarian aid. So we run ambulances too, and caddy back injured from areas near the front line. So we run sort of a twofold organization here, and we're just growing and making good headway here, and obviously this has been a real shock to us because he is really the face of the organization and a friend as well, a very close friend. So, I mean, he was very professional in his work and dedicated. I mean, I can't talk about that enough, really.
You mentioned it a bit before as well. We know Chris had spent a lot of time in Ukraine since around 2014. How would you describe his love and relationship with the country?
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, it's I didn't know what to expect when I got here, and I fell in love with the country, married a Ukrainian, and settled here. So, his love affair is pretty much the same. He loved the people, the country, the culture, and really, was against the injustices that Russia's committing here, which drove him. And that old saying about you fight for not the enemy in front, but you fight for the love behind. And that was endemic of his spirit, really. He loved the country, the people, the towns. It really grated him, the fact that mines were littered here and all the way along the front line. And that's where his commitment really was, to support the local communities here, which is why he's got, such a big following. He's just a lovely, likable guy.
Well said, Sean. Thank you. And of course, the name of this charity is Prevail. How important is it now, more than ever, to keep pursuing what the charity's been aiming to achieve?
Well, we're going to have to grieve at some point, but we're committed to working with the authorities and getting repatriated to the UK. But it is a very difficult time for us. Everyone's still professional. I'm really astounded by the commitment of the guys to see this through, despite the very bad news. So, I mean, we're going to have to grieve at some point, but we at the moment we've got a mission to do, continue to do, and that's get Chris home to his family. Thank you for the support. We can't get to everybody at the moment. Still got an ongoing investigation, so we can't really comment on anything. I know people want to know and want answers, but we can't really do anything at the moment. All we're doing is just managing the situation, and I just want to thank everybody for their support.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.